In the development of understanding or insight, is it necessary to penetrate all the aspects of paticca-samuppada or just the gist of ignorance and craving leading to sankhara, leading to bhava and so on?
It's like at moment of experiencing hardness, do you have to say that it's hard or do you have to think that it's conditioned?
No, but
that is understanding of different realities and different conditions too. For example, if one is so concerned about paticca-samuppada without knowing that there is avijja at this moment, what's the use of thinking about paticca-samuppada?
A bit like, what's the use of trying to know the impermanence of dharmas if there's no understanding of nama and rupa?
Could we add that also to conditions? Trying to understand conditions. Unless you know this present moment, you never know conditions.
Otherwise, what condition? And what is conditioned?
A lot of people have doubts about past and future lives because basically of not understanding realities now. Is it correct that at the second stage of insight, no more doubt at all about past or future lives because of the understanding of conditions?
Before there is the development of satipatthana, by studying one knows that seeing is not the same moment of hearing at all. If there is no seeing right now, this moment, can there be hearing next moment? So it's the succession of one moment to another moment. And death is only sammotisaccha.
So why in particular is it at the second stage of insight? Because even at the first stage of insight, it's clear that seeing is different from hearing and there is succession of cittas. Why is it only when there is the understanding of conditions that doubt about...
It's the level of that panya enough to eliminate the idea and the clinging to the self, just to know the characteristic of nama and rupa.
But I thought that the complete eradication of the idea of self is not until later. Mm-hmm. So even at the second stage, it's not firmly established enough. It's still tender insight.
One will see how long panya of each stage can grow.
So there's enough firm understanding of anatta at the second stage for that kind of doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When there is the first vipassana jnana, it does mean that no need to have satipatthana anymore.
No.
And why does one has to have satipatthana again and again in order to become used to the characteristics of no self until it's conditioned, whatever arises? There would be less clinging by knowing such conditions. But we don't have to name or to call that the I bears condition, the seeing right now.
So it's particularly the developed understanding of anatta and the decrease in clinging that brings it around.
All along to the end.
It appears that it takes a long time.
What is seen now? How long to know?
Long time.
And this is patipatti, when there is right awareness, by itself, by conditions, not by intention to do or to observe or to watch. Just understanding reality right now, we don't have to do anything. Each moment is conditioned already. And awareness arises, so it is aware of whatever appears.
That's the theory.
From the truth. We don't have to go anywhere. Just when sati arises, some understanding begins. Very natural, because every moment is conditioned already. The truth is not easy to know, even when it's concept.
What do you mean by that? Even just at the pariyatti level, it's difficult
it's
to understand.
More difficult.
I thought she meant even at conventional level, it's difficult to know.
Well, that's pariyatti level, isn't it?
Conventional truth is not easy to know.
To
thinker, right. Whether I yeah. or who, yeah. see, what about the reality? It's much more difficult to know.
Are you familiar with these terms referring to different levels of energy or virya? It's talking about virya in the Samoha Vinodini, and the element of virya given by Bhikkhu Bodhi is referred to as the element of initiating Arambha Dhatu. And in a section on Tinamida, the following is given. But its abandoning comes through wise bringing to mind in regard to the element of initiating Arambha Dhatu. The element of initiating is named for the first initial energy. The element of launching Nikama Dhatu, because of going forth, Nikantata, from indolence, is stronger than the last. The element of furthering, Parakama Dhatu, because of proceeding to further stages, Param Param Tanam Akamanato, stronger than the last. Because of employing wise, bringing to mind much in regard to the threefold energy, stiffness and torpor, Tinamida comes to be abandoned. Are you familiar with these degrees of virya?
Virya arises with many jitas, so it can be at any time, beginning or after that.
What do you mean by beginning?
The first moment, and it keep on going.
So the first initial virya, you think, is the first moment of virya?
And then go on further.
Getting stronger or something like that, depending?
Depending on other jetasikas. Kulsikin is now having virya, doing something. Right? As we can see, it's in the kitchen.
Usually we say that whatever is in the sutta and the Abhidhamma is the same, but sometimes we read comments like this one in the Samoha Vinodini, that the four right efforts in the Abhidhamma are supramundane only, but according to the sutta are mixed mundane and supramundane. Why would there be a distinction?
At the moment when there is a kusala and there is the virya which abstain, it's not lokutra. But at the moment of satipatthana there is virya,
yes.
It doesn't mean that there has to be a kusala before and then there is virya later. But it depends on other function of virya. But still it's not lokutra.
But wouldn't this be the same in both the Abhidhamma and the suttas?
Mm-hmm.
So why would it mention that in the Abhidhamma the four right efforts have to be seen as supramundane only, lokutra only?
All four are completed in lokutra, but when we do not talk about the competition.
So it just depends on the context.
Like now?
Yes. It makes it sound as though there's some difference in the way they are referred to in the suttas in the Abhidhamma, but I think it just means that in the Abhidhamma it's referring to the Lokutra.
It's like the way the Buddha taught, like the Vijnanacariya and Anjanacariya and Jnanacariya.
Yes.
Some might have doubt, what about the other kusala and kusala vipaka?
What are the four right efforts?
When it arises with kusala.
When there's kusala,
mm-hmm.
building on what is already kusala and avoiding what is agusala. And there's a couple more, right?
Yes.
But, okay.
Avoiding the akusala not yet arisen, overcoming the akusala that's arisen, developing the kusala not yet arisen, maintaining the kusala
that has arisen.
That has arisen.
Thank you. And can only be done with sati.
You can see virya now is coming.
I wish I had a lot of virya for studying more Buddhism than just going out and enjoying my skiing.
You can still have virya when you're out enjoying.
I have virya to enjoy.
No.
And what would like to have more?
Understanding
more.
Here.
Yes, but what would like to have more understanding?
Loba.
The unseen loba.
Because when you have virya in doing something, you can really tell when you want something accomplished at work or
And you can know that that is akusala, different from kusala. Doesn't mean that you should stop, but the understanding should be that. Viriya, viriya, viriya. Each move, viriya. What moment does not have viriya? Yeah.
Every moment has a viriya. Oh, just the scene.
16 jittas. 16 ahetuka jittas do not have viriya.
No viriya with bhavanga jittas.
What kind of patisanti and bhavanga? Only 16 ahetuka jitta.
Okay, they are ahetuka, yes.
But when the patisanti jitta is not the mahavipaka, when it's the ahetuka jitta, then it doesn't have viriya, is it? It's easy to remember the 16. Only two have viriya cetasikas, the manotuvara vachana and the sittupada. Do not have viriya.
How do you remember which are the ahetukas?
18 ahetukas. Seeing, 2 hearing, 2 the 10, and then 3 sampatichana, panchatuara vachana, and santirana. Only 2 has manotuara vachana. It needs viriya.
And hasitupada.
And hasitupada. Because it's performed the function of javana.
That's why I have to come back to class.
To know that there is no one who can do anything. No one can think that I will have viriya at will, because it's already there. No need to think that I will have viriya.
So it's really a question of kusala viriya rather than viriya that we're talking about. When we say, for example, we should have more viriya, what we mean is more kusala.
At that moment, there is already akusala viriya.
Someone's just compounding the akusala viriya.
So fast, arising and falling away and never come back.
Apparently in the Atisarani, it mentions something about the three baskets and what each of them teaches in particular. And I think it says that the Vinaya teaches morality. The Sutanta teaches concentration.
Or calmness.
Or calmness. And the Abhidhamma teaches wisdom. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit about this? Because some people think that it's detracting from the suttas. They say, well, the suttas teach Panya also.
Mm-hmm. It makes it sound like the Vinaya and suttas are lower or something like this.
How come Vinaya without any understanding or for understanding? How come to be a monk without understanding of observing Vinaya? So does it mean that there is no Panya in Vinaya?
No.
There must be Panya in all the teachings, no matter it's Vinaya, Sutta or Abhidhamma.
So what's the point of this classification then, do you think? What's it trying to...
Vinaya's for whom?
Vinaya's for monks.
And why does one become monk?
To develop understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So how about the suttas?
The same.
Teaching, concentration, or calmness.
Calmness.
But why does it specifically mention this? Because the main purpose is to develop understanding.
Okay. If we just talk about kusala citta, enough? Or so various types and moments of citta by different people from different types, even right now. Talking about each citta in detail. Mm-hmm. And how can we mention that without using the conventional word like King Bimbisara and Buddha and Chetavana? But in the absolute sense, they are only absolute realities, Abhidhamma. So it's the presentation of Abhidhamma by way of sutta or by way of Vinaya. Because even Vinaya has different apatti too. Heavy or light.
Passes and offense.
Mm-hmm. According to citta.
What does it mean then when it says that the Sutanta teaches?
When there is no akusala, should there be any Vinaya?
No.
So Vinaya is for whom? For those who have akusala. and have intention to follow the manners, the conduct of monks.
Okay, I see that. What about the sutta and calmness then?
For example, if we just talk about kusala and akusala, no example, no real life at all, how can you see it? The different accumulation of King Bimbisara and King Pasenadikosala and his wife, the queen.
I can understand you need the Abhidhamma to understand it in great detail, but...
For example, there are only 8 types of lopamulacitta. You can see much more than that, but when we group, there are at most 8. But the variety is so great.
But people became enlightened hearing the suttas, so it doesn't seem
without
right.
Understanding reality?
No, with understanding.
So, reality. By way of sutta, one can understand the Abhidhamma. Even right now, we are talking about King Bimbisara. There can be enlightenment right now. When there is enough understanding of reality from the development of Satipatthana, it doesn't mean that there is no understanding at all. Just listen to sutta and then one becomes enlightened. It's impossible.
One would have to develop understanding at first to a level that means that the Abhidhamma is understood.
So you've commented once about reading the suttas and feeling calm on reading the suttas. Is this relevant to this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Vinaya, in that respect, can also condition calm.
Right, because one can see the strength of akusala.
And it can also condition some level of restraint, siddha.
And the great wisdom of Buddha and his compassion to have Vinaya too, for those who would like to follow.
I think the overall, the difference between these three. For example, you read the Abhidhamma, the part about siddha is not so apparent as when you read the Vinaya, and samadhi also is not apparent as when you read the sutta about different forms of kusala and how other people during the Buddha's time developed them. When you read it, you don't get that effect. Like when you read a sutta, you have some piti. Kusala arises. It's not the same. You don't get that effect when you read the Abhidhamma.
No buzz. Never done
it. Yeah, no verse. So could it be talking something along those lines?
If there is no understanding of Dhamma, one will be lost in reading all three. Always keep on why on Vinaya. And Sutta, full of self-reading, Buddha told us to do this and that and that. But when there's right understanding, abstention from evil, no one. It's that reality which abstain.
So the Vinaya can be useful also for lay people.
All the teachings, Dhamma Vinaya.
I mean, it's all about Dhamma.
Yeah.
You were just saying the purpose of the monk's life is for development of understanding, and yet we hear that even for someone like Devadatta, there was great merit by being a bhikkhu, even though there wasn't any development of understanding. In what way would there be great merit by being a bhikkhu or someone who didn't follow the path? There's a condition for understanding in future lives.
One can see the difference between the monk's life and lay life. So at that very moment, which is different from other moment. So it shows Abhidhamma that everything changes by accumulation, even Devadatta's.
At that very moment, which very moment?
The moment when he'd like to be ordained.
The moment of ordaining, of appreciating the teachings. But this doesn't mean that for everyone at the moment of ordaining that it would be useful or useful condition because it depends.
That's
on
why Buddha taught not just Vinaya but also Dhamma.
Don't forget that Devadatta would be a Pacheka Buddha in the future.
The ordaining would have been a condition for that, I'm sure. And the great merit for him by being ordained refers to just the wisdom at the moments of actually ordaining.
The accumulation.
So, and for everyone it depends. So for some it would be a condition for great merit, for others not depending. So it always comes back to the cittas again, I think. So what will be of great merit for one will not be of great merit for another. It just always depends on the accumulation. So
like different times.
And at different time, and like we were saying about in wise company, but if you don't hear or listen, then there's no association.
She heard the doctrine, gained faith, and became a lay follower. Afterwards, a profound stirring arose, and she went forth with the bhikkhunis. She fulfilled the preliminary duties, established insight, and mastering the formation, possessing the requisites. She became an arahat. So this is not accumulations in previous lives or anything.
Why not?
Well, it says here, she went forth with the bhikkhunis, she fulfilled the preliminary duties
from
previous accumulation, so it could refer to attaining jhanas then and there on the spot.
We don't know.
Because originally when I used to read this, I used to think she just did her bhikkhuni duties and then established insight, but now
it's... We cannot know at all about the individual's accumulation. Even that person might not know about one's own accumulation until it happened.
I'm hearing that with all of the Tipitaka, unless there's right understanding, a lot of it could be misunderstood. Unless there's understanding of the present moment and then relating this present moment to all of the information in the Tipitaka, it can be misunderstood.
You don't know. Just read and consider and understand reality.
Read and reflect. Read and reflect. Yes.
Yes. Because the purpose of studying or reading is to understand whatever appears as it is. And there are only six doorways to experience reality. And right understanding can understand that. Otherwise, what else can right understanding understand? So the purpose is to know or to understand whatever appears. Just develop understanding, that's all. It will lead to more and more understanding and the penetration of the noble truths one day. But without understanding, just hope to experience or to become enlightened without conditions at all.